Our week seven, Tim Leeper Roofing, Mid-State Player of the Week, Franklin Road Academy, quarter sophomore quarterback Jack Nimitz. He completed 9 of 10 passes for 218 yards, 5 touchdowns, in leading the Panthers to a 42-7 region win over Good Pasture in week seven last night. I mean, Thursday night. He had a great night. 27, I mentioned it earlier, 27 of 44, 391 yards, 3 touchdowns, 9 carries, 54 yards, another score. Last two games, he is 36 of 54. That's 66% completion percentage, 609 yards, 8 touchdowns. And his coach, Justin Geisinger. Fellas, welcome in.
How you doing, guys?
Coach, it's Bubba Spears. Tell me a little bit what it's like coaching a young man like Jack. And the best thing, that, as I said when we took the picture, you got him 2 more years.
Yeah, no, he's a special player. You know, we knew when he came in last year that he had a skill set that was pretty unique. And, you know, is an undersized quarterback. You know, he doesn't shy away from that, you know, one bit. Still has all the tools and the skills to run an offense and the intangibles and you know, been really proud of how he's grown over the past year. And you know, we have 2 quarterbacks on our football team that are capable, and Jack's really done some really good things over the past 2.5 weeks. You know, not only is he able to move the pocket, extend plays. I mean, you see that if you watch him play on a Friday night, but he's a cerebral player. He's smart. You know, really, really developing into being a complete quarterback. So it's been fun.
Jack, Craig Ladd here. Congratulations on being the week 7 Tim Leeper Roofing Mid-State Player of the Week.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Absolutely. Had a great game against Good Pasture, 9 of 10, 218 yards, 5 touchdowns. You know, you're having to share time with Hudson Holman, and, you know, that's not an easy thing to do. What kind of mindset do you have when you come into the ball game?
Well, you know, we've been splitting time ever since June when this thing kicked off. So, you know, we always work together, but, you know, when it's on the field, you know, I'm just, you got to get out there and compete, play loose, you know, just that's at that point, you just got to focus on, you know, what you can do on the field, not worry about anything else. So that's kind of how I go about it.
Jack, this is Coach Bubba Spears. I ask this question all the time to the quarterbacks that we have on that's won this award. I know you're elusive. I know that, and you make things happen, you know. But tell me about those people up front that give you time to do the things that you do with these numbers, especially when you had this game against Good Pasture. Good Pasture's had a surprising, not a surprising, but an outstanding year till they come up against FRA, and y'all beat them 42-7.
Yeah, I mean, I love those guys. Those 5 up front are everything. And this year in particular, we've been super thin. So we've had a lot of injuries. We've had a lot of guys having to step up. But I mean, they're just, yeah, like they're the heartbeat of the team. We couldn't really do anything without them, of course, but they've done a stellar job, especially with, as I said, like the amount of actual varsity linemen that we do have.
Coach Geisinger, congratulations on your season so far. You guys are one of the top teams in the Mid-State. I guess, you know, you've got a sophomore here, and I know you're not into moral victories, but you guys had a roaring comeback led by Jack, and he's just a sophomore in a really pressurized situation, especially in a game like that. I guess talk about – I mean, his mindset and what makes him so cool.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. I mean, he has a quarterback's demeanor. You know, like I said, pressure doesn't get to this guy. Like I said, his best football is all still in front of him. But to watch him, and we knew that from even last year as a freshman, you know, his compete level's there. He has a grit about him. He has a toughness about him. I mean, we have to talk to him about taking care of his body and protecting himself, because he'll go out there and put his body on the line every play. He's that type of guy. He's a true competitor from that standpoint. And the last 2.5 weeks with the ball games, he's been a big part of. Watching his compete level, and obviously on Thursday night and in the second half, I was really, really proud of our team's resiliency and ability to continue to battle and fight. Obviously, it was a little bit too late there at the end. We had a hard time making stops throughout the night, and first half just a few too many mistakes on our end with a turnover, a few turnovers and some things, and with Andre Adams and that offense and what they are doing, we're having a hard time slowing it down. It was, just a little too late, but the ability for Jack and our guys to kind of rally in the second half and continue the battle, we talked about the positive of that. We're going to need that as we go down the stretch here. So, was excited about that, and we'll regroup as we head into the bye week here and get ready for region play, which will be really, really crucial as we head down the stretch.
And that's not an easy thing for a sophomore to be able to put on his resume, to be that cool and that collected in those pressurized situations. That's not a normal thing for a sophomore.
No, it's not. I mean, like I said, I think we recognize that early in him. So I think those are certain things you just can't teach. You have it or you don't, from that standpoint. And all the other things around it, we can teach and grow and learn from.
Well,
Coach, that's what's exciting.
Excuse me, Coach. And one thing that I have to bring up, and of course this is the Good Pasture game, but I got to bring up about Thursday night. You got to be very, very proud of your football team being down and coming back. I mean, at one time in the first half, you were down 42-17.
Sure.
And you came back and had a chance. That's all you want your kids to do is keep battling. And your kids showed, just like you, Coach. And we talk about the kids that's playing for you, but they're a reflection of the coach. And you've done an outstanding job since you've been at FRA. And I have to say that because I admire what you do out there. And they have fight in them, and that's got to make you proud.
Yeah, I appreciate it. And we talked about that, and we had a short team meeting before we turned them loose yesterday to get an extra day of rest. And I think that's where we are as a football team. I don't think they'll go out, I believe, and compete against any other color jersey out there in the state, and they're going to go out and compete, lay on the line, and they're going to believe they have a chance to win every game. Now it just comes down to those little details and the things that could be the difference of the ball game. And you look at that ball game and you look at some of the 2-point plays throughout, whether getting a stop or whether converting on one here or there, a penalty here, one turnover there. And all of a sudden that's the difference in that ball game. And you never know when that play is, when that is or where it is. But, obviously that game came down to just a few little critical details. And those are the pieces we really harped on. The compete level's there. And that's exciting, because our kids have worked to believe that and build that up upon themselves. But we'll continue to work. We'll continue to grind. I feel like we want to be at our best, obviously, as we approach November, and that's our goal.
Well, Coach, how many times as a coach do we say, take care of the little things so the big things won't happen?
Oh, all the time. You got it. That's on the head right there, for sure.
Jack, you still got some big, big games coming up, and I know that you and the team want to get further than you did last year. I guess talk about the drive to get that goal football.
Yeah, well, I mean, every week's the Super Bowl for us. So, we're just coming out focusing on each individual week, but I mean, I remember last year that sting we had, that semifinal game. I think everyone remembers how that feels. We're going to go out. I know that our rise, coaches trained us to, fight and claw every game. But it's going to come down to, our efficiency and that mental focus, because when we're focused and we do what we're supposed to do, I don't think anyone can beat us.
Well, guys, thanks so much for being with us today. Our Week 7 Tim Leeper Roofing Mid-State Player of the Week, Jack Nimitz and his coach, Justin Geisinger. Best of luck to the both of you guys the remainder of the season. Pulling for you guys.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate you having us on.
Thank you.
Thanks, Coach. And, Jack, good luck to you.
Thank you very much.
All right. Thanks.
That was Jack Nimitz, just a sophomore. Going to be talking about him for another 2 years. I mean, to sophomore just be putting up those numbers,
yes,
is very impressive. So congratulations to Coach Geisinger and to Jack and his teammates for so far an outstanding season for FRA.